If God looks for someone righteous, will he find you? Find out in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. We wanted to play baseball. The problem, we only had 4 guys, total. 2 on a team makes baseball a difficult game to play. But as enterprising 13-year-olds, we devised a plan, including the addition of what we called ghost runners. Since there were only 2 batters, and one of them had to be the catcher, if you successfully reached base, you were then assigned a ghost runner. We didn't play baseball with Casper. This simply meant that for every base your team could reach after that, the ghost runner advanced 1 base until they made it home or the inning was over. Abraham needed some ghost runners. Actually, his nephew Lot needed some ghost runners. God was searching for somebody in Sodom and Gomorrah living for him. He wasn't successful in finding them. The sad situation was that just 10 righteous men could have saved the cities. It's recorded in Genesis chapter 18, where in verse 32, the Bible says, "Then he said, Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again but this once. Suppose 10 are found there. He answered, For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." The cities of Sodom and Gomorrah, where Abraham's nephew Lot had gone to live, were subject to destruction. Their sin was so grievous before God that he could not allow them to continue. Abraham prays on behalf of his nephew, and God promises to spare the city if he can find 10 righteous people. Abraham's prayer illustrates his faith in God's mercy. God's answer illustrates the depth to which the people of Sodom and Gomorrah had fallen. 10 righteous men would have spared the cities. Just 10. Think about that for a minute. 10 people out of 2 cities who were seeking after God. 10 people out of 2 cities who had decided what this world offers just isn't enough. 10 people out of 2 cities who refused to give in to following the path of everybody else in town. 10 people could have stopped the greatest destruction in Genesis outside of the flood. But they weren't to be found. You know the story. Genesis chapter 19 recounts the event as 2 of God's angels enter the city to face the sordid requests of the men there in the city. So consumed by their lust, they couldn't see, first spiritually and finally literally, as the angels blinded them. God spares Lot and his family, but destroys Sodom and Gomorrah. 10 people living for God could have prevented it. If God were looking for 10 today, would he find you? The world still needs people like that. People to stand in the gap. People to live as examples of God's grace. People to point the world towards Jesus. What about you? An important part of every airport is the ramp agent. You've seen them when you've flown, the guys with the long flashlights who guide the planes to the appropriate gate and help pilots park the plane. These are essential people in airport operations. After all, it wouldn't be a good thing for an airplane to have a safe flight only to run into the terminal building. Our world needs ramp agents. Folks are flying through life, headed for disaster. They need someone to point them to Jesus. They need clear examples of what Jesus can do in your life, of the transforming power of his grace. God is still searching for those men and women who can spare their friends and neighbors from certain destruction. Those people are us. We must realize the serious nature of what we do as believers. Our friends, family, co-workers, and neighbors are as surely headed for disaster as the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. They are poised to enter a Christless eternity. We are all that stands in the path. What signals will you give? Will you just wave them through? Or will you, through a clear testimony and a shining example, show them what Jesus has done in your life and what Jesus can do in their life too? Your prayers and your life can make the difference. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.